tape was recorded at a speed of 1 7/8. And, of course, when we doubled the speed to 3 3/4, we magnified our errors by 2. This is Bill Fletcher urging you to take one of these Rocky Mountain Memorial Day excursions and have the fun of your life. Come join us, won't you? Off to old Bill Holt, the way he handled the whistle guard. Perfect 3-day excursion in the high country in southwestern Colorado.
Piece of tape I promised to send over to you, Mr. Lyons, and this was the morning of August the 24th on Wednesday morning, 1960, and this part of the tape all unedited, as I don't have professional equipment here to doctored up any, but I thought the little tape recorder done a real good job, and now that I've cased the thing real good. Next year I'm going to come up and bring about 3 cartridges of tape and make a real nice long one of some of those steep climbs up there. So starting right now at the depot there, why, you'll hear a start off now. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
all I got, you could hear the train drag down when somebody pulled the string there at Formosa, and then I done something and busted that plug on the tape recorder, but don't you think that's really good for that little bitty camera-sized tape recorder? I'm sure gonna be ready to do something with it next year now, that's for sure. I've got a little piece left on this tape recorder I made in July, about 26th or 27th, up there between Leadville and Climax. And listen to what the weeds do to the boys when they got about 10 carloads of freight going up to Climax. This was about halfway up. Now, take a listen to this. Here we go. One more pointer, Al. This used to be a narrow gauge, and now, of course, it's broad gauge. This is engine 641. It's a 280 and hand-fired, and boy, she sure makes a lot of racket. I was right up on the tender, so it's a little bit overrided, but here we go now.
Thank you.